middle of everywhere, or GreatLakesHyundai.com. Plus title, tax, acquisition fees, and first month's payment. 12,000 miles per year with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
Browns fans, Nathan Zagura to tell you about the best place to get your tickets for the Browns preseason home opener, August the 23rd. Yeah, that's Johnny Manziel's debut at First Energy Stadium, and it's amazing tickets. 216-591-1800 or their website, brownstickets.com. You can also see the final preseason tune-up August the 28th or get the home opener September the 14th against the Saints. Tickets at the 50 in the Dog Pound, wherever you want. These won't be average seats. They'll be amazing. Amazing tickets, 216-591-1800 or their website, brownstickets.com.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
I'm Alicia Ciccoloni, and I am so excited to be back on the air bringing you a unique, Cleveland-centric, hot topic, everything you need to know show about our city and its people, including your favorite athletes, your favorite restaurants, and even the little-known topics you just won't hear on any other show. It's all on the Alicia Ciccoloni Show this Friday at 3 p.m. on ESPN 1540, KNR2, and online on ESPNCleveland.com.
It's Munch for Window Nation. I know everyone in Cleveland can agree we're doing a real good job with trades right now, but I'm telling you, the very best trade Cleveland can make right now is the $119 window trade at Window Nation. For every old window you trade into Window Nation, you'll get a $119 credit towards a beautiful new energy-efficient window. Call Window Nation at 216-464-4141, and you're playing with the pros. Check out their stats at windownation.com. Window Nation for your home. It's where you live.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make sure you're at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium this season to see your Cleveland Browns in action at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Nathan Zagura, the Notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, happy to be joined in the Dog Bowl here in Berea by offensive lineman Garrett Gilkey. Garrett, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Today, the final day of training camp in front of the fans. How was Browns Camp 14?
It was a good day. You know, it was a good practice. I know we had a slow start. But sometimes that happens, and it's good because we get to learn from it. But I think as, you know, the unit on the offensive line, we were all pretty happy, and we're for the most part flying around. You know, the weather was friendly for us bigger guys.
Yeah, pretty much for the whole camp.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate. I know last year's camp too was pretty mild with temperature as well. So I think we've been fortunate. So we just gotta realize that, you know, it's not always going to be like this. And, you know, come early September, that's usually when we get hit pretty hard with the heat. So.
Garrett, O-line is such a challenging thing and such a huge thinking position, not appreciated enough for the amount of mental work that goes into this, as well as the big physical thing that you guys do. But give me a sense for you, the difference between year one and year two, because it was more noticeable that you were truly and have been, and I'm not saying anything's been finalized, but you've been competing hard at that guard position and seemingly given this team a lot of confidence that you're much farther along than you were a year ago.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right about that. You know, I think most people, when they think about the offensive line, they think of just knuckle-dragging meatheads. And, you know, the reality is you know, I'd confidently say this, you know, that I, not myself, you know, am by far one of the smartest guys on the team. But, you know, I know that our smartest guys on this team are on our offensive line with Alex Mack and Mitchell Schwartz and, you know, John Greco and Joe Thomas. I mean, not only, you know, are those guys phenomenal players, but intellectually, I'm blown away by, you know, their mental capacity and their overall understanding of the philosophy and the scheme of the game. You know, but in terms of my play style and my, you know, my game, I came obviously from a smaller school where our scheme was very, very simple. And understanding identifying fronts was very simplistic. And so last year, you know, I was really thrown into just a whirlwind of, you know, chaos and just trying to understand and adapt and kind of adjust to not, you know, the size, speed, and you know, just the complexity of the, you know, the NFL offense and an NFL defense. And so this last year that I've had to really kind of develop and kind of just you know, gain this experience. It's been really beneficial for me, and so I've been able to transition this off season into you know, into it, the productivity that I had, and so, you know, which has allowed me to kind of roll in this training camp with the success that I've found, you know. And so obviously, yeah, we're still, you know, we're still competing for the starting five, and you know, however it ends up, you know, whatever, however it ends, you know, I know that it's going to be a good fit, you know. And I know I'm happy with the scheme that we have here with, you know, with Kyle Shanahan, what he brought in, and so this outside zone scheme that we have, I think is a good fit for me. You know, it's pretty much all we did in college was this outside zone scheme, over, you know, reaching techniques and overtaking techniques, and so it's something that I found a lot of success with.
And you're a pretty athletic offensive lineman, as offensive linemen go, so this really kind of takes advantage of that aspect of your game. So if you were saying this is the offensive scheme I want to play in, that this is it?
Oh, no question, absolutely. When I found out what Coach Shanahan's offense, you know, what his scheme was, I remember finding a lot of confidence in that despite the coaching change, you know, just because I knew that the transition for me was going to be easier this year than it was for me last year. You know, I'm very familiar with the techniques and kind of like the scheme and the philosophy of the, you know, the offense, just with what I did in college. And so I was pretty excited to come in here and get rolling with it.
And Garrett, break down for us what that really is like. People hear outside zone scheme, you got a rough understanding that it involves a lot of lateral movement, but walk us through the object here, because when you're in an other scheme that involves run blocking, it's still about body on body, knocking people away so you create holes. But how is it done in this scheme, if you can walk us through that?
You know, I think one of the big misconceptions with the outside zone scheme is that, you know, we're just athletic linemen that kind of just want to run around guys and kind of just position block. And the reality is that's not true. You know, with our athletic offensive linemen that we have, you know, we can definitely move guys off the ball, and I think that's been shown and proven. But the reality is you know, with this outside zone, we want to stretch the ball as far as we can and stretch the defense as far as we can to kind of create lanes of, you know, cutback. And so whether we want to hit that ball, whether we want to hit the lane outside the tight end or outside the tackle, or, you know, whether we create on the backside, you know, our objective is to stretch the line of scrimmage and stretch the defense laterally as much as we can to create those gaps and those holes for our back to run. And so it's not necessarily just about having offensive linemen that can't, you know, run block downhill, because we can, and we've proven that, but it's about having the athleticism to move guys off the ball, kind of vertical and also laterally, to create those cutback lanes for the back.
And it is kind of something where you need to be in concert with your running backs. Now, Ben Tate has played in this scheme before. Terrence West had not really, although some of it was utilized at Towson. How have the backs been in sync with you guys so far?
You know, they've been coached great to really hit their landmarks, and so everything's about the back being able to trust us and trust our blocks. You know, we have very clear blocking patterns and how we need to move laterally and how we need to get downfield. And so the back is coached to trust his angle and trust his path and hit his path. And so if we're doing our job and we're getting to our landmarks, you know, the back with how quick we want to hit these runs, you know, the back is going to be in unison with us. And so it's all about us working together and hitting those angles and those landmarks in unison.
And how much better is the running game going to be this year than it was last year?
I'm excited. You know, I'm super excited. I know, you know, the run game for us was effective, you know, all throughout this camp and OTAs and in this last preseason game. And, you know, I know that's subjective to, you know, different things. And, you know, we still have a lot of football to play. But the reality is I think, you know, whether, you know, whoever the starting five is or whoever's out there running the ball or handing the ball off, I have no doubt and there's no question in my mind that, you know, we're going to be really, really effective in the run game.
Garrett, talk about the passing game as well and pass protection, working with two different quarterbacks who have two very different styles of play and how that impacts the thinking of you and the other O linemen.
You know, with our passing game, you know, we've done a lot of quicker throws. You know, so obviously, yeah, with Johnny and Brian, you know, we have two different types of passers. You know, I think Brian's more apt to stay in the pocket, and I think Johnny's been known, you know, with his history in college, to kind of get out of the pocket and kind of scramble a little bit. And the reality is, you know, how the way they're coached is, you know, I think it's all very uniform. And so with us, you know, our the way we're being coached is to, you know, to block, you know, to the whistle. And so not that we're used to blocking for a certain amount of time and letting our guys go, but, you know, my objective is to beat the guy across from me until I hear that whistle. So whether it's Johnny back there, Brian, or Rex, you know, I know the reality is we're gonna block until we hear that whistle.
One of the things that has stood out throughout this camp and in the preseason is how good and how deep this defensive line is. And Vic wrote an article about it at clevelandbrowns.com, which I'd urge everybody to check out. But you get to go against these guys on a daily basis. What is it like going against this defensive line here?
You know, sometimes it's frustrating, you know, because they'll have a rotation and they're constantly fresh. And so that's the challenge. But, you know, our defensive line, I give so much props to them. You know, they have a lot of depth. You know, they have a lot of depth. They brought in some great rookies, you know. And so I know with McDaniels and some of the other guys, you know, they're going to be effective this year. You know, so it's all contingent on, you know, who's on the 53-man roster. But, you know, no question, you know, with Billy Wynn coming back and John Hughes and Phil Taylor and Athiba Rubin, you know, those guys, and Armani Bryant, you know, I mean, those guys are outstanding inside guys. And you have Paul Kruger and Jawal Sheard on the outside. I mean, it's unbelievable how deep the depth is, you know. And so, you know, I'm excited to watch those guys, because those guys are truly professionals at what they do. And, you know, so whether, you know, whoever the starting guys are, whoever the rotators are, you know, those guys are going to come in and they're going to make plays and they're going to get the job done. And, you know, it was fun watching them last year just tear offenses apart, and it's going to be fun this year.
Before we get to Monday night, your best training camp story from this year.
My best training camp. Oh, no question. It was the field goal. Last week, I think it was last week or a week and a half ago, we
discuss your form and your approach to that for those who didn't have the benefit of seeing your unique approach to field goal kicking.
And this was for the jersey. This was for the orange jersey.
It was the Charles Barkley form.
It was kind of like a little hitch,
a little
pause,
a little hesitation there. Uh-huh. You know, I kicked in junior high. That's my claim to fame. You know, in junior high, I was undersized and growing up outside Chicago, I wanted to be like Paul Ettinger. And so I was a kicker, and so it was not as graceful as I would have liked, but you know, I got in there and I wanted to line up the kick just right, and so I did have a little bit of a pause on my backswing, but you know, kicked it through the uprights.
Seemed very confident.
Oh, very confident. It's all about confidence. It's all about going through and just and producing.
That's so funny. And you, as Nathan just referenced, Monday night against the Redskins. And you are, as much as we could talk quarterback competition, we could talk competition in other places, but you've been pushing. You've been trying to convince this coaching staff that you should be a starter at guard. So how do you view this game, which would now be the second game in this equation, and when at what point do you think you know, okay, I've done all I can do to try to win this thing out?
You know, I think that it's – whether it's week one or week 14 or week 15, you know, I think my mentality is going to be the same regardless. You know, I look at John Greco and he's an unbelievable competitor, you know, and I've learned so much from him, and I continue to learn a lot from him. And humbly, I acknowledge that, you know, that every day I'm learning, and there's a lot of things that I need to get better at, whether it's my run game or my pass game. And so, you know, so this game, I'm not particularly worried about the depth of, you know, when I go in or at, you know, what plays I get. But the reality is there's things that I need to work on when it comes to confidence and focus during the game. And so, you know, those are they're the personal things that I'm worried about. And so I'm not necessarily worried about, you know, what group I'm running with, whether it's the ones, twos, or threes, rather than just my ability to perform the way I know I can perform and the way I should perform on Monday night. And so, again, you know, the reality is you know, this is a game of injuries and inches. And so it's just all about, like I said, however it turns out. And you know, in a few weeks, just always being ready to go in and step up.
All right, Gary, we got a question on Twitter for you. P. Myers Golf says, got to know about your Oak Barrel affiliation and your favorite food there and amount.
Ah, absolutely. Well, Oak Barrel, so we had the draft day premiere in over there next to the Oak Barrel at the movie theater. And so afterwards, me and a few of my friends were pretty hungry, and so we decided to head over to the Oak Barrel. And so looking on the menu, I had their ribs, and it was all over from there. It started off with two racks of ribs there towards
It started with two racks of ribs,
and then I realized I probably should maintain my petite stature a little more.
That should be how a movie opens one day.
Absolutely, two racks of ribs.
Start with two racks of ribs.
I'll go with a rack of ribs, and then then I get their macaroni and cheese, and then I end it with their creme brulee. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable place, you know, great atmosphere, great people, and great food.
And when's your boy Tony at Fresh Brewed Tea is going to get a Garrett Gilkey t-shirt? I mean, I feel like you do it. You promote him constantly on Twitter. You're with him all the time. He's one of your boys. Like,
yeah, you know,
where's the love?
Hey, he told me that offensive linemen don't make him any money, and I told him, you're a bad friend. So I told him, you're
hurtful.
A bad friend.
It's hurtful.
That hurts my feelings.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Garrett, we certainly appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck to you on Monday. It's been fun seeing you kind of develop and thrive here in this zone scheme this year, and looking forward to much more.
Thank you very much.
All right, offensive lineman Garrett Gilkey. He will make you some money, Tony. Come on. Here with us in the Dog Bowl in Berea, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Adam Kaplan from Fox will be with us when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.